Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's always great having our next guest on BJ, and it's shocking that we can consider him a friend because he is a true Seahawk great, an NFL Hall of Famer, a member of the Ring of Honor himself, Walter Jones, Big Walt.
Walt, welcome. Welcome back, buddy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, thanks for having me on again, man. Good to hear your voices.
It's good to hear you too, buddy.
I hate that we're in a world where we can't see you right now, man. It'd be nice to have you in studio. It's always great seeing you.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I know it's been tough for everybody, man, but I think we all adapting and trying to figure out how to get through this.
Hey, this is a stupid question because, well, you're a bigger guy, and like for me, I have a hard time finding a mask that fits around my face. Have you had a hard time finding a mask that fits you?
I had a hard time for a second, but you know what? I got a buddy out of Germany that does me some custom masks because he did me ones before. And I was like, I think we need this a little bigger. So now I have some bigger face masks that I have that I give to guys, some of my buddies that have, just like me, that have beards. So it gives you that comfortable feeling. You know, even though you can wear the smaller mask, but for some reason, it feels weird when it's on your face. When you're in the store, you're like, something off here. Like, this just don't feel right. So I think everybody that you watch is have their own style now that they're trying to figure out what they like in a mask. So right now I got my own personal mask that I got made that definitely fits what I want to do with the mask.
Please tell me you have your number 71 somewhere on it.
I definitely don't have the. I have the my brand on it, so you know.
All right. That's what I was going to say. So, if you have best ever do it.
Trying to figure out, do I want to sell some or not? You know, I've been getting asked about it. You know, like you said, a lot of guys been asking me, hey man, how you got a mask that fits your face? So, you know, us big boys, we have a hard time finding stuff like that, like hats and masks. So, yeah. But you know, like I said, I found a company. If I get a chance to see you, man, I give you a couple of them, man, so you can test them out and let me know should I sell them to the public.
And don't forget the little guys like me, because I'll wear it too. If you got the minis for us little dudes,
you should get one with like your Hall of Fame ring printed on it.
Oh, look at this!
Look at you. You keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like this would have been my weekend. I would have been. This would have been the college kickoff weekend. Florida State and West Virginia was opening up the weekend. This weekend, Atlanta, I had masks made, West Virginia mask. I had Florida State mask because my buddies are West Virginia fans. So I was already set ready for this weekend. But, you know, with everything that's going on, everything's been canceled. So now I got all these West Virginia and Florida State masks now. So I'm like, what the heck to do with all these masks?
Well, yeah, we got lots to talk to you about, obviously, but really I want to make sure we hit the really great thing that you do, Walter, and that is 96 Check. And again, of course, we're talking to Big Walt, Walter Jones, of course, formerly of your Seattle Seahawks, Ring of Honor, Hall of Famer. You can tweet him at BigWalt71. Walt, tell us about 96 Check and why you started this really awesome situation.
The way I started, you know what I'm saying, we lost Tez here too soon, and he was one of my best friends.
And you're talking Cortez Kennedy, obviously.
Kennedy, exactly. And you know, he used to call me, you know, a guy on the team that called you no matter what time it was. Cortez Kennedy would call you at 2 in the morning. You know, he used to live in Florida. I was here in Seattle, so it'll be a late call. And I'd be like, man, he just wanted to check up on you. Hey, well, how you doing, man? I just wanted to check on this. The off season, I just wanted to check on you, see if everything's going good or you need anything. You know, with him being a veteran, you know, just checking on the young guy. So once he passed, and the way to remember him was to do a 96 check. And with September the 6th coming up, I wanted to recognize him on that day. So I kind of remind guys to call guys that you play with, guys that, you know, now that you're done playing ball, you don't talk to those guys all the time. So check on those guys. And sometimes just a phone call can help you, because I've done this a couple of years now, and I have guys come back to me afterwards and say, man, well, I really needed that call. You know, and I try to push it towards family members too, you know, friends and everybody, not just athletes, just everybody, because we get caught up in everything that's going on right now, especially right now.
Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff going on, and everybody dealing with their own issues. So if you can give a call to somebody that you know that you haven't talked to in a long time, just to check in. So that's the whole purpose with 96 Check, just to have people to check in on people. And sometimes just a phone call, just to call someone and ask them how they're doing, if everything's okay, it's just enough. You know, they might not go into detail what's going on, just the fact that you're showing that, hey, I'm here and I'm caring about you.
And the idea is, of course, you know, one of, like Walt said, one of his dearest friends, of course, was Cortez Kennedy. His birthday was September 6th, so 9-6-96 Check. That's why it's on that day, you know, celebrating, of course, the birth of your dear friend who's no longer with us.
Exactly, man. It's tough every year, you know. It's one of those situations. And it's a thing that continually happens throughout the year. I have guys 9-6 check me all the time during the season. So it's not like it's just right now. It's all the time where you can just check in on people. And I tell everybody from every spectrum to check on people, you know, people that you have worked with, people that, you know, in the beginning that you have worked with, that you have made a connection with, you know, check in on those people to see how they're doing. So it's just something that this is a movement that I continue to keep working with, and just letting people know to check on those people that probably need a phone call every now and then.
So we're talking to Walter Jones. 96 Check is what he's talking about. And if you can check in on anybody, really, especially where, you know, like Walt said, man, this is a time where isolationists will even isolate more, and reaching out. You know, you don't got to do anything but just reach out and say hi. You don't got to fix anything, cure anything, but just give them that contact. And Walt, we appreciate the fact that you're somebody that's got a big name, especially around here, and you're promoting such a great cause and something you came up with just out of your own heart. It's awesome.
Thanks a lot, man. I totally appreciate it, man. And like I say, it's something that you can do throughout the day. 9-6 is Sunday, so it's going to be a great weekend. So everybody's going to be out. Everybody's going to be having fun with the weekend, whatever you're doing. But sometimes someone's going to cross your mind, and if that person crossed your mind, give them a call and just say, hey, what's up? I'm just checking in on you. So it's like I said earlier, it's nothing that you have to cure. Just check it in on people, and sometimes you can put them in a better space.
So 9-6 is Sunday, but then 7 days from that is 9-13, and that's the Hawks and the Falcons. And Walter, I don't know what to even think about the upcoming football season.
It's going to be tough. I think the hard part is not being able to see any football. Like, you know practice is going on, but you're not seeing a lot of practice on TV. You know, you're seeing practice, but you basically all you're seeing is warm-ups. You're not really getting to seeing the guys, the big boys, seeing what they're doing, seeing, you know, with the offensive line. You know, you thought like we had the offensive line figured out, but now it's a whole new group of guys, so now that's going to be the topic of discussion. But still, again, you don't get those preseason games. It's not about seeing the veteran guys. It's about seeing the young guys and seeing what those guys are about. And I hate it for those guys. You know, I know veteran guys don't care about training. Those football games, but I think for those younger guys, they give them an opportunity to learn from their mistakes. Now these guys are going to be live from the get-go. I don't know if I could have been able to do that as a rookie, where you're thrown into a game that's going to count from day one. You know, you go through those four preseason games, and you get better at the preseason game for those younger guys. So I hate the fact that those guys not get a chance to do that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
And I saw that it's popping up on the wire that Josh Gordon is applying for reinstatement, and the Seahawks are expected to re-sign him, according to some sources on the internet, like Ian Rappaport and people like that. What do you think about something like that? You think that Josh Gordon has another, what is it, like a seventh chance? And is there a hope for a guy like that, man? Because he'd be great to have on the Seahawks.
I think so. You hate for the things that he's going through, the things that he's fighting, but hopefully after this, if he get reinstated and come back, I think he enjoyed the fact that he was here in Seattle. I think he loved the Pacific Northwest. So, but if he get an opportunity, I think the things that he was doing, just the catches, even the catches, I don't think they asked him to be a number one receiver just to make those tough catches. You know, you can remember the catch he made last year on the tips of his fingers.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are the kind of plays that can get you to the big game. So you need that type of player in here that can make those plays that you trust. If you put the ball up, he'll go up and get it.
I'm excited they brought Paul Richardson back, too.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice to have that guy back in it. And then you talk about loving being in Seattle. I mean, look at this guy, Jamal Adams, right now. It seems like he's like just enamored with the Seahawks system and also the city as well. It's been kind of fun watching him on Twitter. Just geeked out to be a member of the Seahawks organization.
Oh, definitely. And I think everybody understands what's going on now. Everybody knows that this is Russell's prime years right now. So if you're going to jump on his back, I think it's time now. You know, I think, if you watch Twitter and watch everything, you know, the catchphrase now is to let Russell cook. And I think it's time to kind of see, you know, what can Russell do? Can Russell lead this team? And I'm talking about literally lead this team. You know, he has done a great job from now, but I'm talking about just literally, hey, this is my team. This is my city. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, and those are the teams that's going to come out on top, those veteran teams that got veteran leaders. Cause it's everything is different this year. Everything is new. Everybody's learning to go. So those teams that got veteran players, guys that know how to do it, they don't need a lot of coaching. So I look forward to seeing what these Seahawks are going to do this year.
And it's now official. They've re-signed Josh Gordon.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, you're on it, man.
Wow. Look at this. Real time.
Yeah. Thank you, Ian Rappaport.
Real time. The first time I've been on an update.
Like, yeah. Look at this. We're not breaking news. We're reading a breaking news story.
That's right.
Like as if we broke it.
And it is tough, though, because obviously, I mean, because no college football in our area. And, I mean, you know, no fans in the stadiums for the NFL, at least at the beginning anyway. And it is, so desperately do we need this sport, but at the same time, man, it's how is it so far for you, Walt? Because of course, obviously, you're heavily involved in the Seahawks and broadcasting and all that. How is this for you this season? This just weird way we're going about this season that we've never done anything like this before.
It's kind of tough. I think the cool thing about you just don't have a schedule. You never know. Everything that you had, you know, comes basically what you do. You have a calendar of everything that you're doing, getting ready for the season. But all that stuff gets thrown out the window now. Now you kind of just waiting on an email or something to say, this is what's going on. I still will be doing the fifth quarter again this year, so we're definitely going to do
nice.
That again this year. So looking forward to that. I think, like I said before, the hard part is, like, everything is going to be on the go. Like I said, you're not getting a chance to see any kind of preseason games to kind of know who you're looking at, what you're looking at. You're just basing it on what the Seahawks release or what they give us. So I think it's going to be fun to kind of see what everything look on next Sunday and to see how this team's going to come out. You know, you got to go in hard on them right now, because now this is the product. It's not like, you know, you get the four games where by week four of the preseason, you kind of know, okay, this team is figuring things out. You kind of know what they're about. It's going to take us a while to kind of figure out what this team is about, because they don't got those preseason games. But I think it should be fun. I think it's new that all of us have adapted to this, what we're doing now. So I think it's just part of what's happening now. I think as a former player and as a fan and now part of the media group, I think we adjust to it and continue to keep doing our job as best we can.
So, Walt, you know, I just celebrated a big birthday, my 60th birthday, but I've been watching sports, of course, for a long time. And you brought up something by saying, you know, they have no preseason games, so there's just not a lot you can see. And it made me think about how much this game of football has changed. And a lot of sports have changed due to technology. I know that there's a baseball player by the name of JD Martinez who claims he is struggling mightily because he's not able to use video because of cheating scandals the way he was able to use video in order to make like in-game adjustments by being able to see exactly what just happened in his previous at bat. And then I was thinking about you guys in football, and you know, probably I wonder if some of the older players that you know even predated you who would grumble that, you know, before video technology, you really couldn't watch exactly what another team is doing, and that had to change the game dramatically to be able to watch video week after week of an opponent you're about to play.
I know that it's got to be tough, especially for, you know, you don't, you can go, like, you're getting ready for Atlanta, so you can go back and watch them from last year, but you just don't get a chance because every year things changes. Coaches changes, defenses changes, so you don't get a chance to see those guys in preseason. You know, a lot of times teams don't give what they're going to do during preseason, but still, again, you kind of can get a feel of what they're trying to do. So now that first game going to be tough for a lot of guys because they just don't know. They just going to go on a whim. You probably have to, if Atlanta got a new defensive line coach or a new something, now you got to try to find out where this coach was at before he came to this team to try to break down film to say, this is what this guy likes to do. So I think that's going to be hard. And like I said earlier, you got to put all your money on your veteran guys to understand how to play the game and bring those young guys along. And that's what you're hoping for. I think right now we have a great nucleus of veteran guys that's going to figure it out, that knows how to play the game. I think last year with Russell, we saw when he was in Cleveland where the microphone went off in his helmet, so he went down the field and scored. So those are the type of guys that you need that's going to lead guys where you don't get that sit down in a meeting room and show these guys, hey, this is what you did wrong. You don't do that a lot now. So it's a whole different ball game for a lot of teams, but I think the teams that have the veteran guys are going to pull those guys along, those young guys along, and show them how to play this game of football.
Big Walt Jones, ladies and gentlemen. That's Walter, of course. You can tweet him at Big Walt 71, at Big Walt 71. And don't forget 96 Check, which Walter wants to remind you to check on anybody special in your life. Make sure you reach out and connect to him in celebration, of course, of his great friend who's no longer with us, Cortez Kennedy. Walt, we love having you on. And anytime you can come on because you're a great dude who you've done so much and literally have given up the body to bring so much joy to Seattle. And we greatly appreciate you, bro.
Oh, thank that, man. Thanks a lot, guys, for having me on here to kind of get the word out. And once again, don't forget for everybody to 96 Check someone today, going out to the whole to Sunday throughout the weekend. And whenever that somebody that you know cross your mind to check on them and see how they're doing.
Nice. Take care, Walt. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.